Sometimes, if stallions are shy breeders, Valium can be given about 10 minutes before breeding. This kind of chills the stallions out, so they tend to breed a little bit more efficiently. Several venereal diseases exist in stallions, including contagious equine metritis, Pseudomonas, Klebsiella, and E. coli, equine viral arteritis, coidal exanthema, and durine. Contagious equine metritis, or CEM, is caused by Tailorella equigenitalis. Signs are usually in the mares and not in the stallions. However, diagnosis is by culture. A complement fixation can be used to check for the carrier state. However, it does take 10 days to become positive. A serum agglutination test is very good, and there are no false positives or negatives. Remember, CEM is a reportable disease. To treat CEM, a topical 4% chlorhexidine scrub followed by nitrofurazone dressing is done for days. Pseudomonas, Klebsiella, and E. coli are seen when the normal commensal organisms on the penis and sheath are destroyed, such as with overwashing with detergents. It is important that you subtype and match the organism grown on the stallion's penis with any organism grown in the mare to absolutely ascertain that there has been a venereal transmission of a disease. Contrary to older literature, these bugs are almost always on the sheath and not from the accessory sex glands. The treatment for this condition is to breed using a minimal contamination technique, such as artificial insemination with extended semen. With equine viral arteritis, or EVA, the virus is shed in the semen after infection. Control is to notice the shedding by stallions, and notification of mare owners that the stallion may be shedding the EVA virus. And in this case, if the stallion is shedding, only seropositive mares should be bred. Or, if the mares are not seropositive, then if they're vaccinated for greater than 21 days or previously exposed to the virus. On seropositive stallions, there is no known shedding of the EVA or transmission to mares. If the stallion is seronegative, it should be seronegative before vaccination. But remember, the vaccination of EVA is controlled by the state. Coidal exanthema is caused by a herpes 3 virus. In this disease, vesicles form on the penis and eventually form ulcers. This makes coitus very painful for the stallion and causes some problems. There is no transmission after the ulcers heal, and treatment usually involves sexual rest for about 3 weeks and topical antibiotics. Durine is a classical venereal disease, but since it's not in the United States right now, let's not waste our breath on it. Other stallion problems include testicular or penile trauma. This occurs when the stallion is kicked by the mare during breeding. Usually we see swelling, edema, and possible hematoma formation either on the penis or on the testicles. You must reduce the swelling and inflammation as soon as possible using hydrotherapy and anti-inflammatories. Remember, frequent short applications of hydrotherapy and Colpax are preferable to infrequent long periods. Don't overdo the Colpax because you can get into a rebound inflammation from making the scrotum too cold or a frostbite syndrome. You should not use invasive measures unless you're going to perform a unilateral castration. Unilateral castration may be advised in some cases because degeneration of one testis often affects the other testis due to heat damage or breakdown products from the other testicle. Other causes that may cause stallion infertility are cryptorchidism, penile paralysis, penile hematoma, penile sarcoids, penile habernemiasis, squamous cell carcinomas of the penis, or testicular torsions. These will all be covered later in a more advanced class.